program. Welcome to Come On, It's Still Good. I am your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. We are Koishi, the only show on the internet where we break down retro movies to see if they still hold up and then put a stamp on them. Today, we break down The Saint. It's got wigs, it's got mustaches, and it's got Val Kilmer wearing them all. What else do you need?
In a world where James can bond and Ethan can hunt, one man will attempt to show us that Simon can Templar. Starring Val Kilmer as Bruno Hartenfaust, Val Kilmer as Thomas Moore, and Val Kilmer as Rade Sherbeja as Ivan Tretiak. Believe in miracles. Believe in The Saint.
You need more, Ryan?
I do.
Elizabeth Shue. There you okay. go. You're welcome. It's got more. But before we get to The Saint, let's see what was playing now. Then.
Coming soon to own on video and DVD.
All right, 1997. We got like April. Twister.
Yep.
No.
Not there. What was the other face off?
Face
this
off.
This is April for reference. This is April.
Armageddon. No, that was 98. I can't think of it. All right.
I mean,
sorry.
David hits, baby.
I know. I'm naming all the cattle. I'm sure there's at least two on here that we've covered on this podcast. At least two. Anyways,
on this
go ahead.
That we've done Watch. An episode on.
Yes. No?
I think nothing this week we have done an episode on.
Shocking. What did we all go – like, was all end of 97? I feel like we've only done 97 movies.
I don't know. We have done a lot of 97. But anyway, the same week coming out, we've got Double Team.
Jean-Claude like Van Damme and Dennis Rodman.
The
actor Dennis Rodman. Ryan, name two basketball teams Dennis Rodman played for.
The Bulls.
Or Rob, right?
Yeah. And didn't he play for
– He finished as –
Did he play for the Spurs?
He did play for the Spurs.
There we go. Right. We got it together.
Did
he play for more? He started out with Detroit with the Bad Boys.
Uh-huh. Did he ever play for the Lakers?
He might have played for I think he traveled a little bit at the end of his career.
Yeah. I mean, not saying for like a significant portion of his career or anything, but
one of the greats.
All right. Oh, okay. All right. So let's see. Other movies that we're playing then. We've got Liar Liar.
Oh, Jim Carrey, good.
Yeah, fun movie.
Might have saw that in theaters.
I'm almost positive.
As a family, right?
Right.
Yes. So wait, did we see The Saint and Liar Liar as a family? Maybe The Saint was just the
group
the
of
kids.
The group. Yeah, I think the group saw Saint. Yeah. I remember seeing Liar Liar as a family.
Yep.
Saw a lot of movies back then, I guess.
Yeah. It was the thing to do. Now they're all in your house and it's easier to walk out on a big budget movie.
Air Force One.
Oh, that's a
is that
good
out? No, that was later.
No, that was
year.
That is not
that's
this
later.
Week.
That's yeah, that's later. Later.
That I'm trying to week. Think. I'm trying to guess the other ones.
Right, I want to say Reindeer Games.
No.
But no, that's later. That's late. That's not 97.
The other one I was gonna bring up is one you may have heard of. Star Wars Episode 6, the special edition.
I never heard of this movie.
Yeah. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah. All right. That's right. That I guess was, the 97.
I know I saw
re-releases. Yeah, I saw Uptown. At the Uptown. Yeah, we waited in line for them. And such.
Did not see it.
Yeah.
You did not see any of them or just this
I've
one?
I've never seen the original trilogy in theaters.
Why weren't you waiting in line?
Well, this is the special edition. This is,
why were you not coming?
Because
we were out of high school.
I wait in line for a movie. Sounds
yeah, but
insane.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't like you were spending the night. You just had the line up.
When we did episode one, a friend of the show, Mark, waited in line longer than everybody at Regal or wherever we saw, probably Regal.
Yeah.
And we just hopped in.
Now, it wasn't like you had to spend the night of the up. You just had to go down and get in line, maybe an
I've
hour or two.
I've never seen a movie there.
You missed out. It was
out.
A good experience.
Out, yeah. I mean, we always did, like, we always play, like, you're always, it's not like you're in line all day. You're in line for, I don't know, a couple hours, but you're hanging out with your friends. You get the tickets at, like, early
couple
in
hours
the
in line.
No. You hang out with your friends for a couple hours, then you get tickets. You go get something to eat and you come back for the show, and then you're good to go.
You just had to line up early because it wasn't like nowadays where you got to pick.
Yeah, it's not assigned seating.
If you just showed up at showtime, you'd be down there in the bottom row, like and you wanted to all sit together. So you had to line up to get a decent spot in queue.
That was
so
not a better era. That system
no,
was not.
No. I'll miss that.
Is the way to go. Yeah.
I remember pushing back against the science seating, and I was wrong.
Yes, you were.
I will not go to, if I can't get an assigned seat beforehand, I'm not going to your theater.
That was some of the first places I saw like cosplay. Like people came to those showings dressed up. That was unheard of. You know, like I'd never seen anybody dress up for a movie to my memory before those 97 re-releases, like to come see. It was a little bit of a show.
Are people still dressing up?
It was.
Oh, I'm sure
like
people
Marvel?
Still. I bet I'm you sure there's people like opening up. Night and stuff that dress up, especially.
More now than then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
I said, I saw that one guy dressed as Spider-Man, but he was taking tickets, so I assume he worked for the theater.
Maybe not.
He might not have. I don't know. He was scanning tickets, though. He was doing, you know, he was taking care of the small crimes, I guess. Making sure.
Now that you said, I'm trying to think of any movie I've seen recently that had like cosplayers in it, and I can't think of.
But
people did it for Barbie movie. People were all I didn't go.
Dressed in pink.
Yeah, so the Barbie movie had it. You know,
he dressed up as
he dropped it as an atomic bomb for Oppenheimer. You know. I don't. Or he was dressed up as Godzilla for Godzilla Plus One.
Plus One?
Yeah.
why did he dress up as Godzilla's date for the wedding? Yeah. I mean, that could just be a regular outfit, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, Barbie movie's the only one I can think of recently that got any. Because before that, I was going to say, like, when we went to get, and this is now 20 years ago almost, but, like, when we went to Barnes & Noble to get the last, like, Harry Potter book that came out, so Kamisha could read it before it was spoiled. There were people in line like crazy Potter wear, like robes and scarves, and you know, like they were all like jazzed. But that was like
they're all Hufflepuff. I remember the Hufflepuff. Last one released. Hufflepuff. No one chooses to be in Hufflepuff.
That's what I always joke that I made is Hufflepuff. Right. Of course you'd be in Hufflepuff. But yeah, that's the only thing. There's been no franchise. I mean, you would go if they put out a new Tron movie today, you'd take your. I don't see it behind you anymore, but your disc.
It's on this wall. Oh, and, there it is.
Yeah, there it is. You would take that with you.
Yeah. I don't know. I would. I don't want other collectors to be super jealous of my Tron merch.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, look, I fight for the users.
Right.
Yeah. I've based my whole life on living in the grid. All right, Rob, sorry. What else was playing then?
Oh, no. That was the big three, really.
Oh, that was all right.
You know, good. There's. Not a lot worth mentioning on the rest, I'd say.
Well, how many weeks was the re-release in of episode 6?
Oh,
it came out that week.
No. The special, the Return of the Jedi had been out four. It was its fourth week.
Oh, it's still winning.
It's still winning.
This is like, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm not going to crap on this because this one got good marketing. Obviously, if I went to see it, we had a reason to go see it. So it probably was like third, right? I want to say. I don't know.
I'll say it finished second to Star Wars.
Yeah.
Second is correct, but Star Wars came in like eighth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, I guess it's been 4 weeks. If people were going to go see it, they're going to, the people that wanted to see it.
And people went back the next week.
That's true, I guess, you know. It's not,
I was going to say, first was Liar Liar.
Right. I mean, like we said, we all went, we gave money to Liar Liar.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Did we guess how much it cost? Oh, no, we're not doing that this week.
No, we're doing now. We're doing
We're doing playing now then.
Not playing then. Yes.
Yeah. We're doing that new game. I gotcha. All right. So let's go to a quick little break. And we'll come back and we'll break down the Saint right after this.
This is not a dream.
Not a dream.
We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing.
You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation.
The future needs your help. Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
Subscribe. So early. You guys want to get some coffee or something?
We're back from that break. You guys know what time it is. It's time to talk about one of the greatest movies that came out in 1997.
Greatest.
I just got so many head tilts to the camera. Yeah. It was hilarious. I had a dog whistle and I knew how to get the reaction I wanted.
Yeah.
So we start on an orphanage with a right. young Simon Templar reading comics, you know, doing his thing in the orphanage, right. getting girls murdered.
Yeah, well, I don't know if she was murdered.
Murder.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, the priest didn't throw her off the thing. She it was a tragic accident.
Yeah, it was an accident.
Well, he's like, I'm not going to leave you before I get my kiss, but let me do this dumb knife trick for no reason. Get the kiss,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's just too bad there wasn't a truck parked with a canvas top below her. She would have been fine. I mean, obviously, as we see later in the movie. So,
well, he parked that.
Yeah, he learned from his mistakes.
Yeah.
Why do these priests have attack dogs is what I was wondering.
These kids got to stay put. It's part of the deal.
They're young children. Do you need the attack dogs?
I don't know. It's a rough neighborhood, man. Somewhere in the Far East, that's all it gave us.
It was the Far East.
Yeah. Like, okay, the Far East. We got it.
Right, it's because this movie could take place at any time.
That's right. No.
That's in the mid-90s.
Yeah, I was going to say, that computer equipment is definitely not something you're going to see. That encryption software.
His phone.
I want to see somebody rocking that Nokia today.
Yeah.
I mean, for its time, that was, back when that movie came out, that was pretty, pretty.
He's encrypting stuff. Spider got to run. They're talking in codes. He encrypts that picture and then just emails it.
It's fast.
What would you have preferred him dialing up and you could hear that?
Just a little, line of pixel code.
Speaking of the whole spider fly thing, I meant to go back and watch it again, this part, because I clearly missed something. So first he's all dressed up, and grabs the chip for, $1 million or whatever. Right. And then did he leave like a calling card? Like, hi, you just got robbed by the Saint. If you need me for a job, call me here. How did the guy get in touch with him?
He didn't realize it was him.
They don't know he contracted a thief, and it just happened to be the Saint.
That's what they want you to believe.
Oh my gosh.
They said, I need the best thief you have. And they said, I got just the guy. He just got done another job.
He just pwned you.
You can't tell him that. They don't know he stole the microchip. That was clearly some Australian guy.
Right. Clearly. He had the accent.
Yeah. I don't like that at all.
I mean, is that the only thing that bothers you?
No, not at all. But that was one of the main. I'm watching this, and I'm like, wait a minute. How is he talking to this guy? He had him on speed dial or something? What's going on?
No, there's obviously a website, Rob, that's hireathief.com.
Skilled professional with years of experience in domestic and international wet work.
Where is he stowing all that gear, by the way?
Which gear?
Like when the Russian heist, the first one, the Australian guy, when he's in like the bodysuit, basically, right?
He has a big puffy jacket on.
No, not when he's up there.
He has wigs under wigs.
Yeah, where is it? Because he ditches the coat, he puts a little camera on the statue, right? Then he goes upstairs and he's basically
snake eyes,
right? Then he gets up to the safe and he pulls out this auto dialer thing that is like the size of a small typewriter. Where was he?
This was the 90s.
Where was that?
Right under your chode. You lift your sack up and you put your sack back down.
There's not a chance.
It's a cup and a lift.
Also, this guy can quick change like a motherfucker. I mean, like the way he can.
Right, that's the actor. Maybe he has a magician background because he wanted to be the magician. They wanted to call him the magician.
Yeah.
He has a distinct flair about him since youth.
Yeah, I would just wonder where he put those safe cracking equipment, because it was sizable equipment that he had. Not he didn't bring a duffel bag or anything.
What if he had a package shipped to the Trecialsa house or wherever it was?
Okay, we're getting a little bit out there. I mean, if they left him, I would accept it if they left him in the Russian gear all the way they got upstairs. You could say it was in his big Russian hat or something like that. I could suspend some disbelief, but he's stripped to that downstairs and then was running up in his Snake Eyes outfit, and there was nowhere to put
that. What if he's like his outfit was different from the Russian outfit? Wasn't that a different job?
No, that's the same job.
That was the same job?
Yeah, he's doing his thing where he just stares off in the distance and starts talking, and he hones in on this Russian accent that he uses to get inside the building.
Nowhere.
Not one time. No one talks to him. And then he just, pulls the Australian accent out of his ass when he gets caught.
Right, because he's speaking in the Russian accent, but he's putting the mustache, or he's looking, you see the mustache that he wears, but then all of a sudden, he's...
If you don't care, my mind.
He's a crocodile hunter. Laughing. Right.
Yeah, like, I'm going to fucking wake this shit. Let's throw a shrimp on the Bobby, baby.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, that's the same heist. He went up there and he saw the beams, and I was like, oh, here's another thing where he's going to need, like, and I was like, oh, no, it's temperature beams.
Out on the ledge? Could he have thrown something up there?
Maybe. I will give you that possibly, like, he put it on the roof beforehand. Would have been nice to show us that, but whatever. I mean, I guess that's what they're saying he did, but I'm like, the amount of equipment he has stashed everywhere in this quick changes are absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous.
All right. So what would you grade his Australian look and accent work?
I mean, it was fine.
I'm going to try and do this for all the characters.
I think that was one of his stronger characters.
All right. So you give it like a 1 to 5. It's like a 4? Pretty good?
Sure.
Pretty good?
And we're just judging it on the body of his work. Like, yeah, yes, yeah. Just, we'll give just it a 4.
That. I mean, he succeeds at his job. He gives him a button. He gets away.
Yeah.
You know, there's a parade, always a parade, just like in The Fugitive. Whenever you're trying to run from somebody, just run to a parade. Pretend to, you know, get drunk with some dude next to you. Doesn't
or pull out a camera. You're invisible when you put a camera because you look just like a tourist. Or just make out with someone. These are common things that just, like, people, you know.
Brian, you're going to take every opportunity to make out with Elizabeth. Sure, you can.
Certainly. I would do it, too. But I'm just saying, if it's like these military police, I believe it was that scene when they're making out. It's like actual military guys. Yeah. I think they're going to be like, hey, stop making out for a second. Or
no, people kissing make people uncomfortable. Scarlett Johansson told us that in The Winter Soldier.
Yeah, okay.
And they were actively looking for both of them as well. You don't expect people you're looking for to be making out in front of you.
Yes.
All right, so what's the next costume?
The brown face or the tan. Oh, I guess I shouldn't call it brown face.
You see him out there. It's sunny in Red Square.
Yeah, he definitely had to put some, like, self-tanner on or something. Yeah. That's not... Cause it's not on his eyes. It wasn't like he went to a tanning booth because he didn't have the little goggle eyes.
Maybe he didn't wear the goggles. Maybe he didn't want to wear the goggles.
He got tan in a hurry. I don't, you know, like, maybe.
Do they have tanning booths at airports?
It's possible. I don't know if they do in Moscow or wherever he was, but.
But you don't know. Sophia Russia, tan bed, tan.
At least bronzer or something was put on there, self tanner, or, you know, bronzing cream or something. But yeah, that was his next character, I believe. And that character was kind of lame. Because, again, it's kind of predatory. He's a predator, if you think about it. Like, this guy, like, gives her the necklace, like, but first off, he's like, this was my grandmother's, like, here, you take it. I'd be like, no, dude, like, you're not giving me, I don't know you, right?
Just
like,
I hear the things at the airport all the time. You're supposed to take gifts from strangers.
Yes, yes.
You're supposed to watch
people. Well, this is pre-9/11. We got to keep reminding ourselves of that. The security is not.
I think so they bad. Still told you not to take shit from anybody.
Yeah, still. Probably. But then he breaks into her house while she's sleeping and takes the necklace off her neck and puts a rose
they weren't
in her
fucking?
Hand. I don't know. It wasn't clear.
I think they fucked and he just got dressed and then took it and left the rose.
He left the necklace too, right? He just took the chip out of it, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know because they didn't show them fucking, which
I think it's worse that he breaks in.
He broke in.
Either's like, not a great look. Not a great look.
Because he was being interrogated and whatever. I mean, I guess that he could have left. They could have had dinner and we just didn't see that and they went home and he just left her with
her.
All right, I like your version better because I was like, this guy's because then later on he breaks into Elizabeth's shoes apartment and that's real creepy. Like, he's like trying to...
He wants to get to know her.
Why?
Right, this is a love story.
It's a messed story. Up relationship again. This is another one of these where it's like this relationship would not work.
Is Elizabeth Shue into him or is she just into the danger?
She's into him. Or
are you sure?
I'm not sure because she still doesn't even know who he is in essence.
Right.
Like she's getting to know the quote unquote real him, but there is no real him. So that's I think she's into him, not just the danger. It gets her heart pumping, almost kills her. And then at some point she's like,
but then he cures her.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's love. And I was like, is that going to be one of his miracles? I was like, what is this random aside? Huh? I don't need the medicine anymore.
It served his purpose. It got him into the cold water so they could have the, I'm going to warm you up scene in 20 minutes and beat all hypothermia.
Yeah. What a dumb scene. I mean, it was so stupid. Like all the, like, there is no scientific or medical realism in this movie. Let's just throw that out there, because between the cold fusion stuff and, you know, even if they got cold, like him having that work in 12 hours, I mean, the you just can't pay attention to the medicine or the science because it just doesn't it doesn't mean anything, right? Like, it's just, it's not real. Just look at something else. Look, I'll put on a funny mask for you. And,
but
you
I know. Think it's hypothermia. They're running through the sewers again.
Yes.
And they're closing tunnels. But water comes up to at least, let's say, knee level. That would still be cold, right?
Yes, yes.
Or is it just piss water and it's warm because it's sewer water?
Up. Yeah, it's
yeah.
warmed up.
It's warmed
so
up.
So that much Russian piss.
It is underground. It's not warm. The water.
Yeah.
Gross.
All right, yeah. So they got to sneak around. Wait, so when she's running to the embassy, she's covered in urine?
Yeah, you think it would have cleared a bigger path for her. Like the smell. Yeah.
The smell. Like she just covered in piss and shit at that point.
It's the smell.
6% vodka. That's all that
means. All right. So the next guy's like the Bruno guy.
What would you rate? What would you guys rate Brown Face Val Kilmer?
I guess we'll call himself Tanner. I mean,
self-tanned Brown
Face.
Yeah,
it is Brown Face. I mean,
just get a little sleepy for this movie, too. Look, there's going to be, in the 90s, sometimes you're going to have to hold your nose and deal with an oopsie. We probably shouldn't have done that.
I mean, I got to rate him less than the...
Yeah, it's definitely... It's
less than the Aussie, so I don't know, a 2 or 3. What do you think? Where are we putting this guy?
He's probably a 2.
The only one that's a 1 is like the Jerry Lewis reporter, you know, goofy, toofy guy.
How dare you?
That is the worst. Like, especially when why do we need like the Interpol or the British police?
Do you know who that actor is?
We need them to get showed up by Elizabeth Shue because they never connected.
They never connected. They were saints.
Common saints.
And we needed them to look at each other like doofuses and be like, why didn't we think of that?
And then they're like, and then she's like, oh, can you give me a list of names that does that? Yeah, we can do that. And we're not going to follow up on it. You go find him.
Right.
You
know, it's crazy.
They got other leads they have to figure out, Rob. They don't have time to follow.
Like, well, you showed us up. I guess you're the detective now. Go find him.
Well, all right. They probably just gave her the list and were like, look, we got to go find out Saints' names. We don't know them.
You could do a director's cut and take them out of it, and you wouldn't lose anything for the movie.
Right. Yeah,
except time.
The guy, Interpol agent, what movie was he in
on this podcast? He looked familiar.
He's been on multiple. Oh, on this podcast.
On this podcast. I mean, the king, the Lord Marshal, the only ones who have the key, Ryan.
Oh, that's him? Okay.
Yeah. I'm missing that reference.
Is he also in Braveheart?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That's where I remember him from.
He's the one in the bed where William Wallace comes in with the
that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Morningstar in a...
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that was the Lord Marshal.
Yeah, that's him as well. But he's from Crawl, Ryan. He's
Crawl.
There's another famous actor from that great movie. Check out our back catalog. Have you gone back and shown your kids Crawl?
No, absolutely they probably would not. Think it looks old, but you know, maybe.
What do you mean, absolutely not, Rob? Your daughter's
current fit. It would
they'd probably get freaked out
night right now.
Yeah, this thing about the Slayers would probably freak them out.
Just the Slayer death would keep. There's just Slayers in general, but then their death, they're not sleeping.
I mean, those brains just coming out of the guy's head, and then what's his name? The Cyclops getting crushed would probably make them a little.
Yeah, I'm not showing that to them yet. And even when they're old enough to watch it, they're going to probably be like, God, what is this old shit? You know, that's what they're going to be like, you know, or whatever slang they're using, you know,
like whatever cool kids like they're using. On
yeah.
Me.
You know, like my dad, this is mid. What are you doing? You know, cool, they know what my kids know all the slang. Now they don't use it around us regularly, but we ask them what everything means and they know.
Right. Crawl has no riz. It has tons of riz. Everyone knows Crawl is full of riz. Oh, that bumps me out. So we are at that about their age when we're all watching Crawl.
Yeah, but we probably shouldn't have. I mean, it's a different time.
Well, were we watching edited versions of it, or do we just watch the
screen?
I think that's one that's coming out squealing
still imprinted in my brain, and the Cyclops getting crushed. Mm-hmm. These are all things mentioned because these are things that were like seared into my brain as a child as terrifying. So,
wait, you say that's a scar and not a memory?
Okay, a memory, but seared into.
Okay. So you're not letting them watch like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Oh, they've seen that.
How is that okay with the tour?
It's just a little heart being ripped out. No big deal.
See, that makes no sense.
They've seen the whole. They love Indiana. They love all those movies. They are. We went to see. I'm just a Crystal Skull. We went to see the new one, which I can't think of the name of right now, in theater. Dial of Destiny. Thank you. Yeah, they're big Indiana Jones guys around this house. They're like me with, you know, they'll just turn it on and keep watching it, and they'll be like, you've seen this. We just watched this.
What about when he drinks from the wrong cup and he chooses poorly?
Yeah.
And he aged is super bad. That doesn't freak him out?
No, because the effects have look old. I would say the heart ripping is probably the most terrifying, because it does look somewhat convincing. But like when the face melts off and all that, it doesn't bother. No, because it looks so fake. It's so cool. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it is cool, but it is a dated effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the effects are dated, it does not scare them. You know, like it's gotta be real good.
I heard they're remaking Arachnophobia.
Yeah.
But they might not use practical effects. They might use CGI spiders.
Yeah.
And I don't want that. It's all of it's gross and creepy crawly, but I need the practical.
No, that also freaked me out in Crawl, by the way, with the spider and
the web. The white spider.
Another thing that was seared into my brain from that movie as a youngster, thinking that sand was going to slip through my fingers and I was going to die. I mean, come on. Like, that was like.
Oh, the quicksand. But
you
thought that movie?
You were bound to the sand of time? Or
sure, of course, man. Nothing.
But what made you think that?
I don't know.
Like, say you got one of the time.
Did the beast put you in an hourglass or in a web?
Maybe. You know, I used to think about death as a lot as a kid. It was something I just couldn't comprehend.
If you got the timer from Pictionary and, like, unscrewed it and I put the sand in your hand, would that freak you out?
Probably.
You would have freaked him out.
Yeah, probably. If you had told me that it was tied to my life and I was going to go back to the camp and die when the sand went away after giving some madam of the web.
He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders.
Right before she died.
Clue, I can't even remember what she gave him. What was she giving him? Well, why are we talking about Crawl?
She gave him the location of the
fortress. Of the Black Fortress.
Let's get back. We've got to go back.
Yeah. We've done Crawl before. If you want to do Crawl again,
we
can do Crawl every 5 years if you want, and I'll still give it a bad because it does not hold up. But yes.
I've watched it like 7 times since we did it on the podcast.
All right. Let's talk about his next character, Thomas More. The one that he lures her in with because
he's the old man at and finds out.
We already talked about Goofy too. He's a one for sure, no doubt. That's the
one of my favorite characters. And did we talk about? We didn't talk about the German when he takes.
We talked about Bruno. Oh, but I, which I call
Raid.
Okay, not very strong either. I would give that like a 2. And Goofy,
when he asks if you want to get a coffee or something.
Yeah,
great.
And then we checked with the lady.
I think that's the one he had the most fun with.
Oh, I definitely think he had fun with that and with the Jerry Lewis goofy toothy guy. Yeah. But the audience, well, I guess you did. Me and the audience did not have fun with these characters. This is what those characters are what made me remember this movie in poor light, because I'm like, it's just Val Kilmer playing around, and I'm glad he had a good time. But, you know, like, it's not a great movie because of that. Yeah, you know, like, but.
All right, so Thomas More, the artist.
Yes.
What do you like about the sculpture?
Right.
What do you love about it? I didn't say I love the sculpture. I said I liked it, dude. Relax.
He already knew he did because he went and stalked her room and read, like, her personal diary.
Well, how else are you going to find stuff out about women?
I don't know how he figured out that he was like, I better put this dollar bills in my pants so that I know when she sticks her formula in her bra. The formula shit is so stupid, by the way, that she just has these on post-its, but they're just out of order. It drives me bonkers and crazy how stupid this is.
All right, so no, she's been working on the formula. She doesn't know which order they go in, right?
Why?
Until he says, go figure it out for 2 hours. Yep. Like, she just needed someone to sit her down and tell her to do it.
I don't even understand how that's a thing in, like, science. And I'm not the biggest scientist. You know, let our
we're not a science doctor podcast.
And like, how could you have the formula just not in the right order and scramble it around like it's, you know, like a
but it's
puzzle.
Also 6 pieces. It's right. Not going to take you that long to figure out all the
there's only the so many combinations. Infuriating how stupid that was. Infuriating.
Well, it needs another piece too, right?
It does.
Well,
it needed the 7th piece.
Yes.
The 7th piece.
It needed the primer. It's just to beat the code. I don't know.
I mean, it's just a MacGuffin. You know, they didn't even try to make it make sense. But it's also about cold fusion, which, you know, come on. They could have thrown anything in there.
You got to throw away the science and the medicine, but then they keep bringing it back. Like, they keep bringing it back into your face. It's such a main plot point. It's like, I can't take it. I've already given you the pass that this doesn't matter. But then you keep bringing it back. And, like, it's the main plot point. And it's like the pieces of paper came up like 80 times in this stupid order and stuff. And the other genius couldn't figure it out, you know. Like,
yeah, what? You didn't know.
Right. It's just so dumb.
It's so simple.
It's so annoying.
But she kept him in her bra, right?
That's not the only thing you keep in there. Yeah. Oh my God, so gross.
When he takes the money out of the underwear and gives it.
Yeah, That's what I'm saying. How do you know? Yeah, but.
Do you expect the waiter to, like, smell the money?
Well, I'm glad he paid in advance because he ran out of there like an emo bitch. What's he like?
Well, that's how you get someone to chase you.
Yeah.
You blaze yourself like you're Ric Flair back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised he didn't have a razor blade yet.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he could just blade himself real quick. Yeah.
Well, stuff. I mean, he could have just
used a what do you think bottle. Of his little, what do you think of his multi-tool or whatever?
Okay, so it's a knife. It's
a knife. It's a lockpick.
Lockpick mm-hmm. set. It's more than one lockpick.
What has he got? Mini flares in there? What does he got?
Mini flares. Yeah. Is it one flare that you can turn on or off?
I don't know.
Or does it have a bunch of flares?
It would have to be disposable.
Didn't have a camera in there at some point, too?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. Didn't it take a picture of the post-its?
No, that was his phone. That was his phone. That's why he didn't just take a picture of it while he was in the bedroom and he'd be gone. He had to take them, right?
Yeah.
But he fell in love and he wasn't going to do it. That's another thing. He falls in love with her immediately.
Right. But he can't do it because he knows she's in danger if he doesn't.
I mean, Boris the Blade says, I'm going to cut her head off or, you know, we're going to murder her.
Right.
So he does it for love. He saves her.
Yep.
He writes these beautiful post-its of, I'm sorry. Yep. I think you only need to write, I'm sorry, on one. You don't have to write, I'm sorry, on all of them.
He really wanted her to know.
The others could just be blank. I think it's more of a dick move that he wrote. He took the time to write, I'm sorry, on six pieces.
Yeah, but he's much more sorry.
Oh, he's six times sorry.
Right. If it's just one, I mean, she's like, he didn't really mean it. It's just one time, but he wrote it six times.
Yeah. Maybe he was hoping, I'm sorry, I just wanted to watch you put it away. Maybe he'd use that line again while she put the I'm sorry is away.
So gross. All right, so what would you rate Thomas More?
I don't know. I mean, he used like the, your pants are chafing me. Like, no, I can't believe it. My shirt's chafing me. He's like, oh, you got blood on your shirt now, too. You better.
She told him to take his pants off before that. And was like, oh, I mean, their shirt. Right. No one confuses pants with shirt check. Come on. Yeah.
But when he said, like, take your blood, you got blood in your blouse, too. All I could think of was like, oh, my shirt's chafing me. It's all I could think of.
I had a Simpsons thing at this. It's when he falls in the water.
Yeah.
And she's under the snow or the ice, cabin.
Ledge. Yeah.
The son goes to get in the car and it's playing like loud techno.
Yeah.
And I thought, hey, fun boys, get a room.
Yeah.
That's all I can think as he drives away from the Simpsons. Yeah. And I hope that clips in our show notes.
Yeah.
It's one of the best Simpsons. Oh. Did you like the soundtrack? This has like Chemical Brothers on it.
It had some decent songs. And they didn't beat it over your head like in the one. There was a radio
soundtrack.
No, it really wasn't. But, you know, they had a few appropriate and placed songs in here. But it still did date the movie, obviously. But they weren't trying not to date this one. This wasn't a future movie, you know, like, so it was fine with me.
All right, so what's his next?
His next one's the I'm using air quotes here for people at home, the dead-on impression of the bad guy, which was ridiculous because he looked nothing like
him. The voice impression was very good, though.
It's like looking in a mirror, only... not
if you didn't look too close it was good.
Like what if you were like my glasses weren't on and I was like half asleep and I was from 300 or 400 yards away, I probably would buy it. But yeah, he
didn't. They're all good. Drunk in that bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The lighting's not great. He's blowing past them really fast.
Yeah,
he's not letting anybody get a close inspection except the guy he's imitating. Right.
Okay. You were sold on it better than I was.
The phone is backwards, moron.
I mean, it's never going to be perfect. I mean, he doesn't have the Mission Impossible mask. It's just going to be him with, you know, wigs and stuff and whatever.
Right. But, and he gives that like stellar line where it's like the bad in bed line, which I can't even remember, which was like so like.
The hardest part about being you is going to be so bad in bed. And that's
like,
what got him pissed off.
I was like,
losing $4 million.
Burn. I was like, what a stupid line. Like he was probably in the mirror all day.
If you don't have my money, then you are.
In fact, his Russian accent, he's like, I want to say this bad in bed thing. Like, I want to get him. I'm going to get him with his bad in bed. The worst line. Horrible. You know, or I guess the while you're down there line wasn't great either later on. When like,
but he wanted her to get his pocket knife.
Yes, I understand.
It wasn't about the blowjob.
Yeah,
he didn't have to do the oral, Ryan.
All right, okay. I'm just saying there's some really terrible dialogue in this movie. Really, yeah, really.
There definitely is.
Like
definitely.
Grade A bad dialogue.
They're trying their best.
It's not good enough. So where would you rate his bad guy impression on your scale? You
give that thought the voice...
The voice
he nailed it. I thought he nailed the voice.
Actually, all his accents were very good. I think too. My terrible American ears for picking up accent. I thought he did a pretty bang up job. But again, some Australians are at home now being like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Or like these Russians, they're like, his accents were terrible. Sounded good to my uneducated.
Sounded good enough to me.
Yeah, to my uneducated ears.
You're Australian.
Yeah.
From Austria.
I give that one a three.
Yeah.
Voice is good. The miming where they're like looking at each other like, that wouldn't fool you. Maybe he was that drunk.
And then he had one more character just briefly in the embassy.
Yeah, is Doc Holliday?
Yeah, basically, right? Yeah,
Doc Holliday. Just doing Doc Holliday? He's trying to remind people that I was in Tombstone 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It was like Augustus Christopher Peanut Butter.
It's a food hilarious I like if he, to eat a lot. If he just started breaking out Doc Holliday lines.
Right. I got two guns. One for each.
It would have been nice. But yeah,
that's ridiculous. But
yeah. He sneaks into the American embassy somehow.
Yeah, how he got it. And how they just open their gate. They just swing the gate open. They got a protest going on outside the gate. And she's just screaming, I'm American. And they just swing that gate right open. Like, no proof. I guess was being chased. But
yeah, she's being chased. If she's not, if she doesn't have the documentation, they'd probably kick her back out.
Yeah.
But I think that's a case of error on the side of caution.
Okay.
She's obviously being chased by a guy who then spits in my face.
Yeah, I don't think the Marine did a terrible thing there. I was just surprised. But again, this is also pre-9/11 and everything else, but not pre-Cold War. So, you know, I don't know. But did you like the actual rat race that was going on?
No, I don't understand.
They were betting on rats.
I guess you got to bet on something. When the rats are happy, they get the cheese or whatever's at the end of it. They're actually seeing a rat race. What do they get? Cheese?
I would guess it's like peanut butter or something. That's usually what turns the rodents on as much as it
does. More than cheese? In the cartoons, it's always cheese.
It's always cheese, but whenever I've laid a trap, you better put some peanut butter on there if you want to be successful.
Mm-hmm. I can't do that. My dogs will just eat it.
Well, if you get the humane traps, they can't get their nose in there. If you're doing the snap traps, they're going to have a sore nose. But they're going to eat cheese, too.
Yeah. Thankfully, I have that my dogs would definitely eat the cheese as well. I can't have the old-timey...
Yeah.
Snap traps.
There's some big rats dogs can't get.
My dogs will find it. Rob, if I put peanut butter and cheese out, they'll find it. They're Tommy Lee Jones and the Fugitive. They're going to check every in-house, out-house, in-house. All right. So the next one after. Are we out?
We're out of character.
Oh, no. He goes back.
He goes back to Goofy Toofy again. That's all he does. Right?
Yeah.
Just to show off.
And then I guess you could say his character of Simon Templar.
Well, that's him.
Well, he doesn't
know. Is he going to adopt that name? Is that what he's just going to start going by, Simon?
That's just what he calls himself in business. He has no name. As far as this movie goes, I've seen that the book defines it more that like a nun gave him that name or something like that or called him that. I don't know for sure. I never read any of the books.
I didn't read the books.
I never saw the Roger Moore show. This is the only...
Did you watch the Elijah Dushku show?
No, this is the only...
Or movie
exposure I've had to the Saint is through this this film. So I don't know any of the other stuff, but the way they made it sound in here is he doesn't know his own self and he's always running, which, you know, they made a big point of in the movie where he guesses everything about her because he's stalked a room and like yanked one out before he came down to meet her. And then, but then she accurately,
you got to keep a clear head before you go on the game.
Yeah. I'm saying,
like, that's just clear. The guy's a perv out. Right. Let's clear the cobwebs out. You got to.
Guy's a perv, but she nails him.
Up the room.
She reads the room and knows what he is. And then, like I said, he runs out like an emo bitch because she's nailed him. And then
he's like, "Oh, I can't leave.
Right, I need my money. Let me cut myself. You know,
finish this bottle of wine and act like I fell down because I'm weeping.
I slipped on my tears."
Did you know Val Kilmer left Batman, didn't do a Batman sequel to do this movie instead?
Yeah, I believe it, because those Batman movies were diminishing returns at that point. I don't think anybody was crying for it.
The next one we get is the George Clooney Batman.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was like...
It was a good decision, even though this I don't think did well, but...
Who got the nipples? Was that George Clooney's got the nipples?
Yeah, that's Clooney's.
Yeah. I didn't know if Kilmer had nipples, too. I couldn't remember.
No, Kilmer was like the introduction of Chris O'Donnell as Robin.
Oh, yeah.
That was him. Yeah. And he was the first blonde Batman. And only time, right?
Only. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
That was like the big thing. It was like, you can't have him be blonde. And sure you can.
That's why. Yeah, why? People get real wrapped up over some of the dumbest shit.
Well, that's like Idris Elba, who was trying to be Bond, and people were like, "You can't do that. Why?
Yeah, why not?"
People get weird about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they recast like Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
As a Asian guy.
Why? What's the matter?
Nothing. I don't want them to recast it as anything. Actually, no, I do. I do. Yeah. I don't know. I'm weird. I do want them to recast it because I don't want them to CGI Mark Hamill forever.
Yeah.
That's what Mark Hamill. I want Mark Hamill to get money. It's weird. Mm-hmm. If Mark Hamill's ready to retire and put Luke aside, someone else can do it.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, they win. Love wins in the end. They give the energy to the people.
Which she'd already given away her formula in essence to the other guy.
Yeah, right. But why do they keep leaving Val Kilmer alive all the time? They keep catching him.
Well, the one guy did shoot him, but he wanted to play Russian roulette with him, so he ended up living.
Yeah. Then he catches him and lets him go out with the president.
Yes.
Like on the television.
I don't know, Reagan.
Take him in the back. Let's shoot him in the head.
Right. Yeah. It's totally totally that. Yeah. Makes no sense.
Kill this guy.
Scotty also, Evil has always had the right answer.
To a president's house.
Yes.
They're fire off a machine gun.
They're going to kill you.
At the ceiling. Yes. And then run into his room. Like, give me 30 seconds. Don't worry. Yeah. It's going to be fine.
And then the president just calls through the door like, oh, I'm okay. And they're like, okay, cool. Let's go back to our smoke break. Crisis I over.
It was like an old video game where like you would alert somebody, but they hide around a corner and your threat level would go down and the guards would just
turn the alarm off. There was a coup going on. Right. They had other priorities.
All the more that they wouldn't just believe him.
30 seconds later.
All the more they wouldn't believe him through the door when he just shouts through and says, "I'm cool."
Yeah.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
The guy chasing just went in there, but now you're okay. Okay. All right.
I mean, he did just go in there with a gun.
Yeah. He's like, "Don't worry. I just ordered this guy. He's going to service my wife while I watch." He's like, "Don't come in here.
Don't touch it."
The coup excites us. It's a cuck experience. I just roll with it.
Right. People aren't ready for a cuck experience in 1997.
I don't know. I'm just saying it was very odd. There's some terrible guards in that. It's not the Kremlin. What's the Russian president's house?
Is it the Red House?
I don't know. I figure there's a name. It's not the Red House. I thought there was
a name. The Kremlin's like the Pentagon.
The Pentagon, right. Yeah.
I don't know what is there like a palace? Like,
I don't know. I don't know. It's probably Red Square.
Seeing Red Square made me want to watch Ghost Protocol again.
Yeah.
Also, him hanging out with the Russian underground that he just meets, like the art thieves for 2 seconds.
Oh, I forgot to talk about lame. I mean, just a lame bunch of characters there. The Russian shit got stretched out, in my opinion, like real long.
Grand Kremlin Palace.
Okay, the Kremlin. Okay.
It's a little wordy.
Yeah.
You know, GKP is what I would call it.
Yeah. Sounds like a menu item somewhere. Right? Let me get that.
I'll take 2 Grand Kremlin Palaces. No,
just the GKPs and a side of fries and a vanilla shake. You know what? And I'll take some nuggets on the side. Like,
Some nuggets for the ride home?
Yeah. Right. Your car nuggets.
You don't want to ruin the GKPs before you get home.
Yeah. But those other, the Russian, and like after he gets, trying to think where it was, like I guess it's after that he's now turned and helping her, that the movie starts to feel real long after that in Russia, like them trying to get, like they could have shortened that up by about 10 minutes. Yeah,
they're just like running through the sewers.
Yeah, little
he's giving her his watch, like, also, like he hesitates. He has $50 million in the bank. Hey, he doesn't need to be doing any of this shit. At $42 million, he could.
Yeah, it just felt long. I was like, I looked at the clock or something. I was like, 45 minutes left. I thought that, like, if the movie felt like I'd already seen everything that I remembered. Well, it's a long time till the end here. So
he's saying there's a bunch of reshoots. I guarantee it's the sewer stuff is the reshoot. But we need to pack this Russia shit out.
Why? Why? Some kind of quota they had to meet in Russia?
I guess you could cut it all out instead of having the woman like turn him in, the grandmother. Just don't.
Yeah, why is that even necessary, right? Like, it's just...
Oh, I did read that Elizabeth Shue dies like 3/4 of the way through the film in the original, and test audiences didn't like it. And then he releases the formula to spite Tretiak.
Oh, well, that would have worked for me. I mean, I know people want
right. You need the love at the end,
the love story. But this relationship's not going to work, right? It's built on
The danger's over now.
Right,
she's definitely going to leave.
Built on mistruth. Yeah, she shouldn't stay with him. I know he says he's out now, but he's still a wanted fugitive. Like by the
Thomas Morris or whoever did the crime.
They have his face, you know. Like unless he's going to get facial reconstruction,
he has $50 million.
Yeah.
I know it's got to last him a while, but if he needs $10, he could probably go rob a 7-Eleven.
Sure.
You know, as St. Patrick. I was named after a saint who drove the snakes out of Scotland or whatever.
Ireland.
Yeah,
I think it's Ireland. Yeah.
Ireland. I mean, it's pretty good off the flag. Also, once he knows the name Sitch is burned, stop using it.
Which name?
The saint names.
Oh, any saint names. That's all he knows. Yeah,
any saint names. He knows it's burned, though, and he keeps using them.
He should have just switched to, like, Star Trek characters at that point, and then he would have been fine.
I think he has no other interest. He just reads these comics about saints.
No, it's got to be something else. He's grown up.
Stealing?
He could have said Star Wars character. He could have been Luke Skywalker. I mean, it's 1997.
I would love it if he tried to get, I'm Lando Calrissian. Right. Wait, from Empire Strikes Back. But shit.
Yeah.
Nobody knows saints. Everybody knows Star Wars. Right.
So he could get away with it. I mean, if it was like you, it'd be like random players from some NCAA football game from like
Woo Woo Woods.
Yeah.
Fred Stukes. Those are two completely made up names of football players from 20 years ago.
Yeah, right. It'd be like the third string quarterback from Tennessee in 1997 or something. This would be the names you would give.
T. Martin? No, T. Martin would have been starting by 1997.
Or Blackhawk players that weren't starters.
Yeah. It'd be like, I'm Eric Daze.
Yeah.
Tony Amante.
Why are we talking Blackhawks?
He was saying once the Saints' names were burned. Yeah,
he kept using them.
Instead of switching to another.
You found me in the hotel. He keeps you gotta drop it and just start being Wyatt Earp or Doc Holliday. Start using something else. Be Bon Jovi. Right. Anything. Do you guys have any more about the Saint?
I think we whipped this one pretty good.
All right. Well, let's go to a quick little break. We'll come back with a game. Right after this.
Look up idiot in the dictionary. You know what you'll find?
A picture of me?
No! The definition of the word idiot, which you fucking are!
We're back from that break. You guys know what time it is. Pop quiz, hotshot.
Yeah, I heard you, hotshot. What? I said...
And we're joined by our producer, E.
Game on, good guys. All right, today we have a special game just for the Saint. It's a team game, and it's pretty simple. I'm going to give you a disguise, and all you guys got to do is tell me who wore this disguise and what movie or property this is from. Pretty simple. Team game. Okay. I think we've got the rules. You're really going to have to think to see through some of these, but I think you guys have it. I have faith.
Is the master disguise a turtle in there? So
turtle.
Don't give away all the good stuff.
Yeah.
you got to make him pay for the download.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you guys have it, we're going to hit that game show music. And up first, just a regular dude in a purple suit with totally, totally regular skin.
Not the Joker?
It is the Joker.
Wait till they get a load of me.
It is when he covered his Joker face tan makeup to just appear like he was a normal dude with nothing
just
going on.
Just a happy guy.
Just really smiley. Everything was fine. And then he, of course, wipes it off. But yes, that is from Batman 89. Check out our back catalog. All right, next up. A guy with a really pronounced nose. Some people think it doesn't look good, but some people think the nose plays.
The nose plays. It's Ocean's 13 with Matt Damon.
Applesauce, bitch.
It is
AKA
Matt Damon.
Linus.
It is Linus from Ocean's 13. You are
it
correct.
It plays, baby. The nose plays.
All right. And next up, a congressman that looks suspiciously like Thomas Mapother IV.
All right.
He looks like who? Tom Cruise?
Isn't that Tom Cruise's?
That's a Mission Impossible thing, right? Like.
That is correct.
Mission accomplished.
There happens
I was
to
trying
be
a, to think
or senator it might have been a senator but he really just looks like Tom Cruise so they don't have to do the whole face swap
right, the whole
right,
thing
right
that was from Mission Impossible so
one
yeah he
one,
also looks like a Russian right. general too
yeah Russian there's a lot general of people, he looks like a priest
yeah there's a lot of people who look a lot like Tom Cruise in the Mission Impossible cinematic universe the MICU as it were. All right, next up, a Japanese man who looks suspiciously like Sean Connery. Or possibly a Vulcan.
Possibly a Vulcan.
No, I don't want that to throw you off. That's just what he looks like. But I mean, like, it's a Japanese man who looks very, very much like Sean Connery.
I don't know this reference.
I thought Sean Connery and James Bond pretends to be Japanese, right?
He goes yellow face.
Yeah.
That is correct.
I don't know why I'm acting like I'm surprised. It sounds normal.
It was from You Only Live Twice. Yeah, it's pretty hard to look at. It's pretty hard to look at. But it was there, and it was fooling no one. All right, next up. Just a guy wearing glasses.
And he's all that.
Clark Kent.
Yeah.
It is Clark Kent from all of the Supermans.
Tell me. Do you bleed?
Perfect disguise. Straight out of the Saints playbook, really. All right, let's see if you guys get this one. Two guys dressed as high schoolers. Really, really old high schoolers.
21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street, yeah.
19, so...
19 minutes late to Pinnacle?
Yeah,
or 22 Jump Street. Oh, no, they're in college at 22.
Oh, they're in college in that one, but yes, it is 21 Jump Street. Or I mean, I could have done when he was dressed as Jeff. That could have worked, too.
Yeah.
All right, next up. I don't know if you guys will get this one. This is a disguise used in this across this whole franchise. But in this franchise, all you need to go unnoticed is a baseball cap.
Jack Reacher.
Jason Bourne.
In this specific instance, it's a guy wearing a baseball cap and glasses and a woman wearing a hoodie, and they're unrecognizable.
It's Steve Rogers.
Wow, you two are practically twins.
Yeah, I wish. Specimen.
That is Steve Rogers
and the Winter Soldier.
And Winter Soldier. But it's also in all of the other movies. They put a hat on. Tony Stark does it in Iron Man 3. You see Scarlet Witch wearing a hat in Civil War. It happens again and again and again. Falcon is wearing a hat.
Doesn't Tony wear a hoodie in Iron Man 3?
Yeah, he also wears a hat.
Yeah. All
right.
The great disguise.
Next up.
After this, remind me to tell you the Avengers theory I heard. It's brilliant. It's amazing.
Okay. I think that the whole hat thing is an homage to Kevin Feige, who's always wearing a hat. So they worked that.
So he could be invisible?
Yeah, he's like the everyman, right? All right, next up. You asked for it. A turtle.
Master disguise, Dana Carvey.
But am I not turtly enough for the turtle club?
It is definitely. I mean.
Turtle.
Within the movie, it doesn't make any sense. But like outside of it, from a meta perspective, it makes absolutely no sense. I mean, it's hilarious. He's even got a shell. It's completely ridiculous. All right. And in closing, Thomas More, an aloof artist and man with some kind of accent.
Does he have a lot of money in his crotch?
It was South African, was it not? Wasn't that what it was supposed to
be? I'm not really sure what he was going for.
Read in the trivia, it was South African because he had an assistant on the movie he did before who was from South Africa.
Mm.
Like I said, it sounded good enough to my ears.
Like Murdoch from the A-Team is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, yes. Clearly, he is from the same. So I was looking up movies with disguises, and I found a big list. But then I found a list of movies with horrible disguises, and there were a bunch of lists, and The Saint was on all of them.
Yeah.
So I decided to swerve and go for movies with terrible disguises. So that's what this list actually was. These were all just awful see-through disguises, and you guys did great. So thanks for playing, good guys. Good game, excellent work, and the winner is you.
Terrible disguise. Flawless. He fools everybody. All the time, except at the very end, where the one Interpol agent finally gets off her lazy ass, and it's like, that might be him.
No, she could have stood up, you know? Like,
you don't think she would have got, I don't know, a cop?
Yeah.
She doesn't even chase after him after they think he's running out. She's sitting in the seat still.
Yeah.
Robbie, you're muted again.
She didn't want to miss out the cold fusion talk.
Right.
Oh, she was real into this.
She's so into the cold fusion. She believes in that mumbo jumbo.
Right. She thought it'd be rude to stand up in the middle of the speech.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm about to expose you all as frauds. Because it's Co is G, Co is B for The Saint. I love this movie when it came out. So we're not reinventing the wheel here. This is a fun movie. This is a popcorn movie. This is Val Kilmer putting on some silly costumes. You know, once again, bringing peace and heat to Russia. It's an easy Co is G. Rob, what do you think of The Saint?
Well, I did enjoy this movie when it came out, but rewatching it, it definitely has not aged well. And I've already mentioned some of the weird script choices, and we've all talked about the bad dialogue. And yes, there's some points. I don't mind the costumes as much as you guys did. I thought his characters were fine. Other than that, I felt like it's just there was a lot of bad in this movie. It's not a lot. Mostly the story and the dialogue really brought it down, I feel like. So yeah, I mean, I'm going to give it a Co's B. Co's B for me.
Look at that. Someone's speaking the truth around you. Mm. But, you know. Oh, wait. You haven't asked me what I thought.
No, I'm not going to ask.
You know,
it's not gonna happen.
I don't even want it right now.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I feel like the Saint got to you guys, and he's like, no matter what he says, you have to give it a B. And you're like, I give it a B.
Yeah.
Fine. Right. It's right.
For the greater good. Right. I will tell you, it's still bad. But I was really expecting it to be a lot worse. Now that's not gonna say that I'm gonna come up. Nope, I'm not coming to your side. No. I'm not getting there. It's still bad, but I was not. When you go in expecting the worst piece of hammered dog crap you've ever seen, and then you watch it and you're like, it wasn't as bad. You think it wasn't. I remember it being a lot worse, but it's still terrible. It's still goes B, but it wasn't. It's not as a hard B as I thought it was going to be. Can I give you at least that? Does that give you some comfort?
A little, honestly. I don't know why. Makes me feel a little better. But we didn't make it this week. No miracles. We won't be saints.
Was that on the table?
It was if we performed three miracles. Well,
there's only two of us. You knew you were already in. You would have needed another person.
I still liked it.
Okay. I guess that works.
It doesn't matter. We didn't make it. We're not saints.
I think it's a miracle that Rob said it was B, because that was a total Rob thing where it's like, I got worse over time. I didn't really like it.
I thought I still had it. Yeah,
but you know, in the end, he always does like, but you know what? It's still as fun as a B, or it's a G. Like, I was waiting for it, but no. It was a miracle Rob held true.
It wasn't even, for me, it wasn't even like just turn off your brain and watch it. There wasn't enough, you know, to keep me there. You know?
And that scene of Russia just drags on and on. Scene, the third act of the movie, I guess, just drags on and on and on.
If you don't have that third act of the movie, the movie's like 52 minutes.
Hey, it's probably could have been 45. It could have been like an hour episode of a series and been fine, right? Like, I think we would have been all right.
We didn't make it. Better luck next week. Roll credits. The good guys win.
Sequels are made. Make sure to stay until after the credits for a bonus scene and check out the show notes for links, trailers, and clips about The Saint. Rob, where could the good people find us?
We are CoSG Pod on Threads, Instagram, Gmail, and the internet at large. Download the show on our new home, Spotify. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, where our show notes look perfect, and everywhere Spotify can be found. If you'd like to know more, reach out and touch us. Hailing frequencies are open.
I want to thank my brothers Rob and Ryan and our producer E. Special thanks to our social media team and all our supporters. Thank you, good people, for helping us achieve sainthood. If you're new to the show, be a good person and make sure to leave us a like.
That's miracle one.
Then subscribe.
That's miracle two.
Then leave a 5-star review. That's miracle three. And if you want to be great people, recommend us to a friend. Tell them we're saints. It's all for the greater good.
The greater good.
For the good guys, this is your undefeated champion, Reagan. And as we always say on the CoSG, I thought you'd be bigger.
Hop it a geek.
I want to thank my brothers and Rob. I want to thank my brothers Rob and Ryan, obviously, and my producer. All right, look, there might be another guy, Rob, in here. My brother's in here. There might be another Rob. You don't know.
While you're down there.